This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Every Sunday morning, I leave the house in Springboro between 7:30 and about 7:45. And I'm not exaggerating. Several people said, I know who you're talking about when I said it. I see the same man on the road every Sunday on my route from Springboro to the church. He drives a black pickup truck. The back of the pickup truck is filled with signs for real estate properties. And at every corner on the way to church, he's hammering a sign that says, sale today, open house this way, two houses left over here, two condos left over here. And that's all he does. And his pickup truck is full of signs. And I thought, well, that's an interesting profession that he's doing that, that he's telling people and pointing the way to something that people need. And it meets a need in their life. It really does. And then I thought two things. That's what we do every week at Crossview Christian Church. We're putting out signs and saying, you know, the only hope in this crazy world is Jesus. The only hope you have in death, Jesus. The only hope you have in your family is Jesus Christ. It's all connected to him. And we put out signs. And then I took it a step further, that every person who attends here hopefully is a sign to somebody else. Did you ever think of yourself as a sign? You know, we point to a lot of things. We point to sports, and we point to politics, and we point to issues of the day and our conversations, and we point to money problems, and we point to a lot of things, good and bad, positive and negative. What would happen if all of us were a sign pointing the way and say, here's the testimony, God has given us eternal life, and this life is in the Son. He who has the Son of God has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. When have you given a word of hope to anybody in the last year? When have you spoken truth into a person's life? Some of you remember the sermon where I said if you have teenagers or grown children, that one of the most important prayers you pray for your children is for people to be brought into their lives, to speak truth into their lives, because sometimes children don't want to hear truth from you, but they might listen to somebody else. Dad, I don't want to hear that stuff. Mom, I don't want to hear that stuff from you, but they'll listen to somebody else. So we pray that God will speak truth into their lives through other people. And my question is this, who do you speak truth into? Who's somebody on the planet you can point to? I spoke a little bit of truth to him. Not that we're the final word on anything, because Jesus is. But we're like the signs the guy in the pickup truck, the black pickup truck, puts out on the road. Nothing magical or powerful about the sign, but the signs are used to direct people, just like God uses your life and mine to direct people. What's the message today? Endurance. Paul's message in the hymn was, if we die with him, we live with him. If we endure, we also will reign with him. If we disown him, scary thought, he will disown us. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself. But realize God gives the gift of endurance. He wants to give it to somebody today in this room. I really believe that. He wants to give it to you, to me. Let him do it. Let him do it. Let's pray together. Lord, please give your endurance to someone today so that there's someone who can leave every one of the three services today and say, Lord, thank you. I sense that you're going to give me the gift of endurance with my divorce, the gift of endurance with an illness, the gift of endurance with our financial situation, the gift to live with what I cannot change, and in some cases, to live with the one I cannot change. And sometimes that one is us.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.